What does the life of a writer who is struggling, who has stories untold in his head, in his mind, what does it feel like? Hi everyone, my name is William Chinwakonam, and in this episode, I am going to share some of my confessions as a failed writer. Now, failure is a sensitive word. It's a word that sometimes people use for others and gets other people to see it as maybe they're lying and maybe they're wrong. But in my own context, I think I'm permitted to use it for myself. And I'll explain why in just a moment. I failed because I never showed up. I failed because I never believed strong enough to show up and to try and to give my time to it. I failed because I gave up before I even started. Yeah. And why am I saying this? As a writer, I haven't really written, I haven't taken the work seriously, I haven't given my time to tear down the works and to look at every bit of writing and recreate and build and combine them together to create what I want to create. I have these visions, I have these imaginations, I have these pieces of work, sketches and stories in my mind that are coming up, yet I don't write them. And the question is, why? Well, I don't know either. Will I come keeping going like this? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know, but I'll keep reminding myself of how much work I should have been doing, or how much writing I should have been doing, or how much stories I should have been telling. And when I do it long enough, I'll get to write. Yes, I'll get to write. And I did promise I was going to share project ideas, but that will be in the next episode, yeah. Yeah, I'll be in the next episode. Yeah, I'll do a thorough breakdown. And that way, I'll also share my own project ideas that I'll be working on. But I want to say that first, the acknowledgement that I have not been doing, I have not been creating and working on the things I want to work on is an improvement. It's a step. It's progress. Because first, I need to really know that I am not doing what I ought to be doing. And I am not going to give you the card of I do not have time. The card of I do not have time is simply saying that I have 24 hours. And the things that are important have been filled with that time. Yeah, that's the simple idea. And the things that are not on that time of 24 hours are not important enough to be there. Based on your own concentration. Because everybody has their own scale of preference for time. And it's different for me. Something that you might consider putting there, I'm like, wait, what am I doing that? You're like, I have to watch so-and-so series. And someone is like, what? That's a waste of time. Why would you be doing that? I'm like, no, that's important to me. And someone else will say, okay, I have to take a walk in the afternoon or I have to jog. And like, why do you have to do that? That's a bloody waste of time. You don't have to do that. What thing that is important in your own scale of preference is different from someone else. But the question is, what is important to us? We cannot say that something is important to us. We cannot say that writing is important to us and yet not find the time. The sacrifice you would make for your own writing life is quite different from what others would make. Some have 12 hours a day to write. Others, they just have 30 minutes, 1 hour a day to show up and write. Others to write 2-3 times a week and complete a project over 6 months, 1 year. Or maybe 2 years or even 3 years. But they give something. You have to give something. And you can give it in full. Or you can give it in little contributions over time. But you have to give something. You have to give something entirely. And the story will keep haunting. Yeah, it's just that it's that feeling that, look, I could have been doing better. And I'm not saying this because it's writing. I'm this guy who, I just look at my life and I'm noticing that. It's not like, usually people tell you that the thing that you're passionate about is usually more easier for you to do. Yeah, I use the tautology. It's easier for you to do. I'm not supposed to use more. But it's easier for you to do. But my case is different because I look at my life and everything about my life, I just don't show up. I'm just lazy. I don't do what I need to be doing. I don't give what I need to be giving. I don't treat the things I say that are important to me. How I ought to treat important things. You know how You look at your life, you look at all the things you could be doing, how great they could be, how much you need to put in, and you just fold your hands and you sit. And you say, "Now, I think I'm overwhelmed. I don't think I need to do anything. I just don't feel like doing anything. And I think I'm that guy, but I'm making steps towards improving." And for me, this is my accountability. My accountability medium to be accountable to make promises and fulfill them. Because now I'm making promise to myself and I'm making promise to you too. This is my means to be accountable, to show, to make sure that I fulfill those promises. I have faith as a writer, not because I wasn't good enough, not because I wasn't a bestseller, not because I wasn't published, but because I did not show up and write. Basically, I did not write. And I gave up on writing even before I got started on writing. And that is very, very bad on me. So I'm working on redefining needs. I'm working on taking one step at a time to create that which I have envisioned in my mind. And in the next episode, I will talk about the projects and project ideas you could consider and the ones I will be working on. And thank you so much for being there. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you so much. I'd love to hear your questions. You can send them to buildwriting.com/speak and I'll be able to record them and feature them in a podcast episode. And if you have other questions, you can reach out to me at michi@buildwriting.com. Or just go to the website buildwriting.com and send me a message at the contact form and I'll get your message and respond to you. And if you love to get a documentary, detailed highlights of the documentation of what I'm working on every week, you can subscribe to my newsletter at buildwriting.com/newsletter. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being there. And the next episode, I'll be talking about my project ideas. So far, it's been my confessions as a field writer and moving on what I intend to do. Until next time, you've been listening to Build Writing. You've been listening to Build Writing Podcast.